Toyota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we stay on the surface at Boca Chica, Texas, for SpaceX, a wet dress rehearsal. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob, what is a wet dress rehearsal, especially attached to a rocket ship this big? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the rocket ship is the Starship Super Heavy rocket that SpaceX is building, intending to be totally reusable, as powerful as the Saturn V rocket. A Starship is the upper stage. It's kind of like a space shuttle concept, though it would land vertically, not on a runway. And Super Heavy is the first stage booster, kind of similar to the Falcon 9 booster, but a lot more powerful and bigger. And they stacked the two on the orbital launch pad this week. And they did what they call a full wet dress rehearsal countdown. This means that they did a simulated countdown, well, not simulated, an actual countdown where they fueled all the tanks on both the upper and lower stages right to T-minus zero. What they did not do at T-minus zero, which SpaceX routinely does, is a short, quick static fire test of the first stage. They did not do that in this case because the Super Heavy is so powerful that they are trying to get every other kink worked out before they actually do the full test of the 33 engines. The wet dress rehearsal worked fine. There hasn't been any problems, at least they haven't said so. Once loaded, these two boosters and ship have 10 million pounds of propellant on board. So it's a heavy, big thing. And it's a big deal because they're pushing to do their first orbital test flight before the end of March. That's their goal. Now that they've done this test, the next step will be a static fire test of the Super Heavy booster. And in order to, the first time they do that, they do not want the Starship on top. So they've unstacked it, they've removed it, and they're getting prepped now to do a static fire test of Super Heavy, all 33 engines. That is undeniably the most powerful rocket ever built. Because each Raptor 2 engine is the most powerful rocket engine ever built, and this has got 33 of them, and no rocket engine, rocket has ever had so many of the most powerful engine ever built. And so they're going to do the test without the Starship on top. And then where do they go from there? Well, then they will probably, after, if everything goes well, they'll restack the whole thing, and they'll probably go for an orbital launch. There is, though, one barrier to all this, and that has to do with the launch permit. The FAA has not yet issued the launch permit for that test flight. There are legitimate reasons why they have not launched it yet. Maybe SpaceX, because it's still testing, has not given them all the final parameters of the launch. I personally, as suspicious and pessimistic, I personally think because the Biden administration now considers Elon Musk an enemy, they might very well be putting pressure on the FAA to slow things down. And there's been evidence of that over the last 2 years. So we have to wait and see. They have received an FCC permit, which covers communications during the launch. So we're going to have to wait and see how this plays out. But SpaceX wants to do this launch before the end of March, and they have a whole bunch of prototypes in the wings to do multiple launches. Assume for a minute this test launch fails and blows up, and that's okay because they're testing it. They have prototypes waiting in the wings in the assembly building at Boca Chica ready to go so they can do a second test flight relatively quickly. And it'll go quicker because they've already done these wet dress rehearsals along the way.
The head of Ariane Space, the European Space Agency's commercial rocket division, says it is not possible to copy-paste the U.S. model here. It is not possible. The level of space spending in the United States is five times higher than in Europe, and the private capital is not the same. So if the answer is to say, let's do what the U.S. has done, I think we will not manage to do it. Bob, there are private businesses popping up all across Europe. He's aware of this, yes?
Maybe not. Stefan Israel, the head of Ariane Space, has a really bad track record about predicting what's going to happen with commercial space. 10 years ago, he was saying, the U.S. is foolish to give commercial space any play. They can't accomplish anything. The government has to do it. And he's been saying similar things now for a decade, even as the European Space Agency has taken away from him and Ariane Space control over the Ariane 6. Ariane 6, the next rocket that Ariane Space will launch, is no longer controlled or owned by Ariane Space. In order to get it built, the people who built it, which is a partnership called Ariane Group, which is a partnership of Airbus and Safran, European companies, they said, we must own it. And the European Space Agency said, sure. So they're copying the American model, and Ariane Space is going to be privately owned but operated by Ariane Space. Well, maybe not operated, but launched by. Air Group is really going to run it, and so they can make profits from it if they can sell, convince anyone to use it. Well, so Stefan Israel's track record is terrible, and his sense here is that they don't have the money, and small private companies can't work. I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. His company, Ariane Space, it has two rockets. Ariane 6, which isn't yet launched, and the Vega rocket, which has failed three times in the last eight launches. They don't have any rockets even to compete with anything else. So, yeah, I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's trying to convince the European Space Agency to keep his job. He wants to keep the monopoly in Ariane Space, and he really was arguing this at this conference.
Let's go to an exception. ISAR Aerospace. What is that, Bob?
Well, you see, this is where Israel is completely wrong, because a German rocket startup called ISAR Aerospace just this week signed its first American customer. This company is trying to develop its own launch rocket called the Spectrum. It's a small, fat rocket. They expect to do their first launch from Norway before the end of this year. They've got a bunch of different contracts with different European satellite companies that want to put up small sats. Well, they've now signed a contract with an American company called Spaceflight. Spaceflight launches a orbital tug it calls Sherpa, and it acts as a broker and signs up satellite companies to go on that Sherpa to get them to the orbits they wish. And it has signed a contract to do two launches with ISAR over the next few years, and it's just one of many contracts. There are three German rocket startups vying for this business right now, and all are racing to do their first launch this year. And there's companies in the UK that is pushing the same thing, and in Spain and France as well. So I think this just demonstrates that Israel doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's just an example of old space trying to use its power and position to shut down any competition. He's failing in that matter.
Rocket Lab, success. What is Rocket Lab?
Rocket Lab is an American launch company, small sat rocket called the Electron rocket. They're building a bigger version that would compete with Falcon 9, but that's not done yet. But the Electron rocket's launched about 30 times. All the previous launches have been in New Zealand. They had wanted to open up a launch site on Wallops Island in Virginia 2 years ago. NASA was very slow getting the flight termination software approved, and so that launch was delayed 2 years. But this week, they finally got a launch off from Wallops Island. So now Rocket Lab has three launch pads, two in New Zealand and one in Wallops Island. The one in Wallops Island, they're all designed to be able to launch at a minimum once a month. So we should expect Rocket Lab to be ramping up its launch pace to at minimum once a month for the rest of this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do for more than that.
Bob, this is a really cool twist. ISRO, which is the India Space Agency, wanted its own rocket plane, and it's got one. The X-37B has a brother.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. They haven't done a test flight of this for several years, but according to the head of ISRO, this coming weekend, they are going to do a test, drop test of their reusable mini shuttle, which is kind of comparable to the X-37B. They're going to do a drop test. They'll drop it from a helicopter about 2 miles up in the air, and then it will glide down to land on a runway horizontally. This is very similar also to Dream Chaser. And they've been developing this for several years, and they want to have this capability. And so we'll see if this goes well. If it goes well, their next step would be an orbital flight and a return. And if that succeeds, they will be moving into the first world territory of space at that point.
Classified Chinese test satellite releases second object in orbit. Is this something suspicious, Bob? Is this weaponry?
Anything from China, you know, can be suspicious or military related. We don't, and anything that even isn't military related is always, of course, funneled into their military program for potential use. China has done previous launches classified in which they used a secondary spacecraft to rendezvous with a defunct GPS-style satellite and dock with it, and then tow it into a graveyard orbit, getting out of the way. They've done that before. We do not know what this is going to do, but it's probably some similar technology test, doing robotic rendezvousing and docking in orbit. At least that's a suspicion. It also could be a in-space surveillance test. You know, one of the things you can do is with a maneuverable tug in orbit is you can have it travel to another country's military satellite and take close pictures. It could be testing orbital tug technology to move things around in orbit. We don't really know. China is, of course, very aggressive and wishes to become a first world lead in the world in space. And right now, they are one of the leaders. There's no question of that.
Zvezda, my memory is Zvezda is one of the earliest, if not the earliest, module, Russian Roscosmos module on ISS. And the last time we covered this story, there were cracks that they were seeking to seal. How are they doing, Bob?
They sealed those cracks. Well, seal isn't quite the right word. They repaired the cracks and strengthened them back in 20 and 21. And also what they have done is they keep the hatch to Zvezda closed. They don't use that module unless they absolutely have to. And they no longer dock with it because they think that its age, it's the second oldest module on ISS, its age and the number of dockings to its port over time caused the stress fractures. And that's what the cracks are. And so there is now meetings going on between American and Russian engineers reviewing this situation. One of the Russian engineers gave a report about this week at a Russian conference, and he basically described that when the leak was going badly, all the cracks hadn't been repaired, about 1,100 grams of atmosphere per day would leak out of Zvezda. Normally, ISS is supposed to lose about 325 grams per day. That's normal. So Zvezda was upping that total four times. They did the strengthening of the leaks, and they got the leakage in Zvezda down to 300 grams a day, which means it only doubled the leakage on ISS. So that is the reason they closed the hatch, and they don't dock with it anymore because it leaks too much. They are now reviewing the situation to try to determine exactly what caused the leaks, and is there any other way they can mitigate this problem so that Zvezda will be operational and ISS will be safe till it's retired in 2030. That's where we stand, John.
Reminding everyone, is Zvezda integral to the success of the station, or can it be isolated?
Well, in a sense, it's right now isolated. It cannot be removed easily from the station because it's kind of one of the central modules. But right now, it is isolated. Like, again, they keep the hatch closed and they don't dock with it anymore. But, you know, periodically they've got to use it and they've got to enter it, and they do. It's one of the reasons that ISS has to be considered for the retirement sometime in the near future. And from my perspective, the way NASA's retiring it is wonderful because they're not retiring it with another big government project. They're going to retire it with private competing space stations that NASA will pay to use. And so that means private enterprise will take over space, and that will mean lots more innovation, much smarter operations. emissions and much more efficiency and, I think, much more innovation, much greater good stuff going on. So I think this is all good in the long run. They just have to make sure ISS is safe until before it's retired in 30.
The new head of Roscosmos, Yuri Borisov, is looking to the future. He has a utopian vision. 2027 for the Russian space station, independent of China, Russian?
Yeah. Well, Russia says it wants to build its own independent space station. It calls it the Russian Orbital Station, or ROS, R-O-S. They have not gotten a deal with China. I don't think China's going to give them a deal. They are not going to partner with anybody else. Borisov announced that they expect to launch it by 27. And I say, you want to bet? Their track record for the past three decades is very much the same. They make these predictions. They don't come true. Either the launch is significantly delayed. More often, it never happens at all. Then they just simply make a new prediction and nothing has still happened. So I think right now this is very unlikely to launch by 27. Russia has problems. They couldn't get launches, their predictions to happen when their economy was booming and they had lots of money from oil revenues, and they were not saddled with the Ukraine war. Now they have all those problems, which means also they cannot get international components that they use for their space operations. And so they are going to have to struggle. It's going to take them time to replace these things and also get the money to do it. And so I think it's very unlikely their space station will launch before 2030, if at all, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're headed to Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.